Now I will intro the meal. This is what happens at the end when Chef Jake gets in there and he combs through all the messages that you left on the phone number 214-523-CROW. This is what it's made into.
Start of message.
I'm leaving a message or I'm making the message.
Here's the message. Just say F.
Leave
you,
a message.
F you, Jake.
No, I would never say such a thing.
Fake Bob. Do fake Bob.
Hello. No longer here as part of Bad Radio, but you can catch me from 3 to 7 with the snake. Bye. Thanks for calling.
Yes. You will hear that this time next week.
Hang up, Ham. I can't do it. I don't know what...
I'll tell you this, boys. That Joe Kemp is a f***ing snack.
Fellas, name for the show. Jake is having a damn good radio, a.k.a. Jihad Radio.
That's the show title right there. Nerve gas and hookers.
Let me tell you something, boys. Free for all was hilarious. When the sports viewer slipped that Indian head garb, looked right into Smoking Sam's face and said, Clark Hunt, I lost it.
I don't know why you guys are giving Dan a hard time about showering with the dog. Wife and I got a couple German Shepherds and a Rottweiler. They wait right outside the shower door any f***ing way. So once a month, we just let them in. They stand in there. They like that hot water. They get showered. Jake and Julie are the effing weirdos. They're the ones making it sexual. Just because a person's naked or in a natural state doesn't mean it's sexual, man. F***ing puritanical weirdos. Anyway, I'm glad you guys aren't in charge of the world. We're burning people at the stake over perceptions.
Hi, guys. Listen, you know, all this problems with the Leaning Tower of Dallas here. Just think of it this way. If they had the correct explosives, none of this would have happened, and the building would have came down like a pancake. They should have took a little advice from the power brokers that blew up the Twin Towers in Building 7. All them buildings came down just perfectly in their own footprint.
Hey, Dan, didn't I hear you make fun of our great governor, Greg Abbott, who was wheelchair-ridden the other day? Man, what an asshole you are. Don't I recall just a few years ago you were outraged at Trump for allegedly making fun of a handicapped reporter? What a f***ing hypocrite you are. Less Dan, more Jake. I'm out.
Chicken eggs still have to be fertilized by a rooster.
Are you serious? Hut, yeah. A chicken just grows out of an egg, and they don't need roosters at all. You know, eggs don't need to be fertilized. Why would an egg need to be fertilized? Good Lord, I hope you guys are joking. Nobody can be that stupid.
A hen lays unfertilized eggs. You have to have the rooster to fertilize the egg so that a little chicken, baby chick, will grow inside the egg and then hatch and become a chicken. They don't have... That's why the rooster's necessary. Come on, where have you been all your life?
Roosters are required in order for the egg to be fertilized and hatch a chicken. A rooster is not needed in order for a chicken to lay an egg every day or every other day. But to hatch a chicken, the egg has to be fertilized from a rooster.
You need a rooster to make a baby chick. You don't need a rooster to make an egg, just like people.
Oh my God, you guys never had biology, did you? You know, look, a chicken lays an egg about a day or two, every day or two. If there's no rooster around, you crack it open, it's the egg, the white and the yolk.
All right, guys, I need you guys to take a seat. We're going to have the birds and the bees talk real quick.
How the hell do you guys not know that chickens lay eggs almost every day without being impregnated by a freaking rooster? My 8-year-old son knows that. Crack a book sometime.
Julie and Dan and Jake, how f***ing stupid are you guys?
Beep, 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 boo. Mr. McDowell will go first. Mr. Kemp, choose the topic. Water tower talk. Regular on the ground thing. My wife the tramp. Primus or Primus, and the chicken, their reproductive process, where does the rooster fit in, and what exactly is an egg?
No way. I don't kiss my kids on the lips. I don't even kiss my wife on the lips.
Welcome aboard the newly renovated 3-7 sports bus. I'm Young Bob. Well, yours truly has finally been moved into the big leagues, into drive time. So, some thought smoke-colored sportscaster Donovan Lewis would get the call. Others expected it to be Che Guevara enthusiast Jake Kemp. At the end of the day, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's me. Now that I'm prime time, the Cowboys and Packers coverage that follows is behind a paywall as premium content. So please enter your login info now to continue to Young Bob Sports Extermination, where we are nutting it every day.
Hey, boys. I'm sitting here watching Volcano Live because of y'all. This is some crazy shit. This guy's walking over a volcano. Now, I see a line, though. It looks like if he falls, he'll be okay. That, nah.
Hey, Jake. In sort of playing off your idea to name the owl in your attic Dwight Owl, I came up with some Dallas sports-based cow names that Julie could use if she ever wanted to rename her cow. I've got Rich Cowrimple, Bovine Marjanovich, Alex Utter Radulov, Derry Jones, and Chidobe Abmousier.
Hello, this is Jan McDowell. This message is for Dan. I'm actually with a family friend of yours, Rose. She mentioned that she knows your mother. We're actually in quarantine together. We both have corona. We have the corona. But wanted to see if maybe you wanted to connect, Dan. Rose really would love to see you, and so would I.
Julie and Dan and Jake, how f***ing stupid are you guys?
End of message.
Whoa. Crack a book.
Wow.
What are you? Come on, read a book about chickens?
Yeah.
Has it got pictures?
Your 8-year-old remembers it because he just learned it. How long has it been since we learned that, and why would I retain that information for that long?
But would you consider Chidobe Amuzier?
That was amazing. That whole thing was amazing.
Bovine Marjanovic, perhaps?
Alexander Radulov?
Well, that's a Audio Friday follow-up, I guess, huh?
Yeah, yeah. How about Gene off the top rope? Basically asking for a terrorist attack from the Leaning Tower of Dallas.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if that's... Is that what he meant?
Well, he said, and I think he had a conspiracy, too. He said
like
he should have brought
towers.
It down like those power brokers brought down the Twin Towers.
And I believe he used the word perfectly brought down.
Brought down perfectly.
But well, that took the focus off the whole eggs.
Yeah, yeah. Young Bob's moved up. Love it.
Yeah, so 214-523-CROW, if you've got thoughts on Longhorn Steer and whether they could be girls.
Yeah.
No.
I say no, right?
Whether
wanna,
or not...
You want to weigh in here before...
Longhorn is a breed, not a... I think. I think a Longhorn...
It just seems like if they have horns, they're probably
a
boy.
No, no, no. Some, no, that's not right.
We have follow-up from someone that sounds like they know.
What about Bevo?
Go ahead, Julie.
Well, this is somebody on Twitter sounds like they know. Longhorns are a breed, which is what I said. There are male and female. Both sexes have horns.
And
he also named his after Chuck, T-Bone, etc. This guy did. So there. Problem solved.
Named it after his food, what he'd be eating.
Yeah, he did.
He called it what he'd be eating.
Yes.
What it called
because he didn't want to get close to them, I think. He didn't want to attach himself.
I feel like we really solved a lot of problems here today, Julie.
I think we really did.
All right. 247. This is the ticket.